I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. South Sudan's peace deal from last year is on shaky ground. Hundreds were killed in Wau last month, and over 100,000 people have fled their homes. The attacks are still ongoing, and reports are emerging on impact on kids. Kids Alive International's Matt Parker says they're taking care of children until they can reconnect them with their families. If they can.
There are around 40 children that are now missing, 120 children that have lost contact with their families, they've been separated from their families, and the number of children living on the streets has significantly increased over the past few weeks. There are kids that just have nowhere to go.
We need godly leadership everywhere. Pastors in South Sudan are begging you to join them in praying. And as relations with Cuba get freer, there are more opportunities for believers to share the hope of Christ from afar.
For many, many years, the Cuban government has been telling them that there is no God or that the government has all the answers. Well, people are really coming to realize that the government doesn't have all the answers, and so they have been very curious and very eager to learn.
John Somerville of Transworld Radio says even with a hunger for truth, people lack access to biblical resources or the technology that we're used to.
They have no Christian radio on that side of the island at all. And so when we upgrade from our 100,000 watts to 450,000 watts, we'll be able to reach the entire island like it's a local radio station.
This upgrade will allow the impact of Transworld Radio to reach across Cuba and even into South America.
We'd love to encourage people, if they'd like to jump on board, to be a part of this great project to reach the Caribbean for Christ.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our e-news delivered every morning for free. Just go to missionnews.org to sign up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.